Hi, and welcome to the Tales from the Trail podcast by Match Play, Mindset Monday edition. In these less than 10-minute episodes, Eric Manuel of Expert Mindset Coaching and I will address a different facet of mindset which apply to sport and life. To learn more about Eric's practice, visit his website at expertmindsetcoaching.com. Please take an extra minute to rate and review the podcast where you listen. This is a huge help. Share the podcast with whomever you think would be interested and will help in their process. Check us out on social media as well. The links can be found at matchplayrecruit.com and in the notes of this podcast.
This is, I guess, our opportunity to dive into how gratitude affects competition. So we talked about the training environment and the team and the coaching, but with competition, gratitude is hugely helpful. Okay. Gratitude acts as a natural antidote to pressure and anxiety and these pre-competition nerves that athletes feel, right? So when you practice gratitude, you start to alleviate some of those feelings that can oftentimes inhibit performance and cause you to underperform, right? So what's happening essentially is you're telling yourself the same thing. I get to do this. You know, I get to compete. How awesome is this? You know, like, it's one thing to train in the sport. It's one thing to have somewhere that you can go and, you know, get better. But then it's another thing to be able to go compete and to be able to test your skills and, you know, have the opportunity to perform and challenge yourself and to hopefully win. You know, like, that's an incredible opportunity. Like we talked about before, you know, practicing gratitude for the referees, umpires, your opponent. You know, you don't get to compete if not for those people, you know, and a lot of times we create negative perceptions of all these different groups, you know, oh, screw the enemy. If they're not with us, they're against us, you know, like all this kind of stuff. And then, you know, I get that to a degree, but at the same point, like without them, there is no competition. You know, this state championship game doesn't happen without two teams and without referees. So, you know, I think just going in with this perspective of gratitude for everybody involved and that this situation and this event is even happening in the first place. Like, let's go. That's awesome. You know, like, because this whole like web of things aligned and these stars lined up to where like I get to play a game today, you know, like that's what we're doing as athletes, as, you know, sports people, is like, we're playing games. And if you get to play a game that day, like, that's an awesome day, you know? So when you come in it with that perspective and with that emotion of gratitude, you feel like, wow, this is awesome. You know, like those are the underlying feelings or thoughts that you have. Like, this is awesome. Like, this is so cool that I get to do this. I work with some athletes and they're like, this feels like a movie. Like, I'm living in a movie. This is the coolest thing ever. Like, I get to do this. I'm on TV and people are, fans are there and all this stuff. And it's like, yeah, you know, like when you're a 6-year-old kid outside in the yard and you're thinking about yourself and, you know, you're in this moment and you're like counting down like 3, 2, 1, you know, and like all these different things. And you're like imagining the crowd and these, all these things, like that's what, like, really inspired us as kids. And then if you're privileged enough to be able to be in a situation like that as a college athlete or a professional athlete or even a high school athlete, like, be grateful for that. That's something you literally dreamed of 10, 15, 20 years ago. And now you get to live that dream. Like, this is a dream that you are living right now. And when you view it from that perspective, what you're doing is you're not viewing it from the doom and gloom perspective, which is what most people have when they go compete. Oh my God, what if I mess up? What if we lose? What if this all goes horribly wrong? You know, that's what most people are feeling before they compete. And they have this, like, it's like dark cloud looming over their head. It's like they're getting walked to their execution. And there's all this sense of terror that they're feeling because they're feeling threatened. That's what it is. It's a big threat that's happening to their ego, to, you know, the way that they view themselves, when really there is no threat. You know, this is an opportunity for you to go out, play the game that you love, have fun, challenge yourself, and make memories that you're going to have for the rest of your life. Like, this is incredible, the opportunity that you have every single time you get to compete. And when you view it from that perspective, you start feeling less anxious. You start feeling less nervous. You start feeling less pressure. And you start feeling like, this is going to be fun. You know, like, I can't wait. This is going to be a good time. I don't know if I'm going to win or not. You know, there's no way of knowing that. There's no way to guarantee it. But this is what I love to do. I've been training for this my whole life, and now I get to go do it. Like, let's go. This is awesome. You know, it's like, you know, being in line for, you know, some ride at Six Flags or Disney World or something like that. It's like, let's go. You know, I've been thinking about this for weeks now. Now I get to do it. Like, this is awesome. Sure, you could be sitting in line thinking about the terror of, oh my God, what if a screw pops off and I end up going flying through the air? Like, you could do that, but how is that going to add value to your experience? You know, how is that going to make your experience better? It's not. So it's the same thing, you know, and I get it's hard sometimes because these pressures are heavy and they're intense, and it's hard to be able to sift through them and to let go of them and to bring yourself back to this grateful mindset. But that's why you've got to practice it consistently. And like we said before, the more you practice feeling grateful, the more easily you can feel grateful again. So if you want to feel grateful before competition, you better be feeling grateful frequently in the weeks leading up to that competition so that your body knows how to just slip back into that emotional pathway. If you haven't felt grateful ever in the last year, you're not just going to feel it before competition because you thought about it or because you wrote it down and said, I want to feel grateful today. That's not how it works. You've got to practice these things. They're skills, just like your technical skills and your physical skills. And the more you practice them, the more available they are to you on that competition day.
That's very well said. It's like anybody who watches tennis in the U.S. Open, as the players are walking out into the main stadium, Arthur Ashe Stadium is what it's called. There's a sign, you know, on the, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but like in the tunnel for the players, it's not like out on the court anywhere, but it just says pressure is a privilege. And Billie Jean King said it. It's like, what a perfect saying, you know, for what you're just talking about. Be grateful. Have being in the situation where you have pressure.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And it is a privilege. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it is. If you're playing at Arthur Ashe Stadium, you know, or like at the U.S. Open at all, that's something that people dream of. That's something that every single one of those athletes has dreamt of at some point in their life. And now they get to do it. Like, this is a privilege. I know it can be uncomfortable, you know, if you allow it to be. I know it can be scary if you focus on the fears, you know, but when you focus on the good aspects, when you, you know, kind of bask in the positivity and the optimism and the gratitude of it all, it's just incredible. It's just incredible, you know? And yeah, it is a privilege to be in a situation to feel pressure, because that means that you're on a big stage, and that's probably what you dreamed about at some point in your life.
Very cool, man. You got anything else? Did we miss anything?
No, I think that's it. I mean, I hope that people, if they're able to take away anything from this, it's the practice and, you know, the more detailed explanation of the practice and how to do it the right way, as opposed to just writing down three things that they're grateful for, which is what a lot of people do. And, you know, I work with a lot of athletes who tell me like, oh yeah, I've been practicing gratitude now for months. And then I tell them how to actually practice it, and they go, oh, I've never practiced before, you know? No. And that's okay. But hopefully now you know, and now you can put the practice into practice the right way. And yeah, see how it feels. But you'll notice just from the first time you do it, like, you feel that gratitude. It's an incredible feeling. And so keep practicing it, keep feeling it, more you feel it, the more easily you can feel it again in the future.